The reality of what was happening was settling in at Mission Control, but at Kennedy Space Center, as we anticipated the landing, I had no idea what was going on. In Amarillo, my parents were quiet as they watched the images on their TV screen. Several bright streaks filled the sky, and when Daddy saw them, his heart sank. CNN was broadcasting that contact had been lost with the shuttle. He turned off the TV. Something was wrong with the camera, Mother said, desperately wanting to believe that what they were seeing was a technical error. The camera was out of focus. Daddy felt nauseous. "It's not the camera, Jean," he said. "Something is terribly wrong." Within moments, the doorbell rang. Mother answered it. "I am so sorry, Jean," a friend said, grabbing Mother's hand. It was then that Mother knew that the camera was not out of focus. When the shuttle was 11 minutes from landing, Matthew, Laura, and I stood for a picture in front of the huge landing clock at Kennedy Space Center, and our faces revealed how excited we were. As far as we knew, Rick was just minutes away. I wasn't aware at the time, but found out later that some of the other crew spouses had started listening to communication between Mission Control and the shuttle and knew something was wrong. Steve Lindsay realized it when he heard the dialogue at Mission Control and the attempts to repeatedly contact Rick. Although Steve had just told me minutes earlier which direction I should be looking for the shuttle, I had forgotten. When the shuttle was still about a minute out, I asked again, "I'm sorry, Steve, which direction did you say I should be looking?" He was listening to Mission Control and held up his finger as if to say, "Wait a minute," and then I saw the color drain out of his face. He couldn't answer. I saw movement in the corner of my eye and slowly looked to my left. NASA executives and personnel were pouring out of the bleachers with cell phones to their ears. My stomach dropped. I could feel my heart beating, but my body was numb. Something was wrong. Oh God, what's happening? From that moment on, everything moved in slow motion, even my brain. I couldn't think straight. I looked for Laura and Matthew and saw that they were still playing with the other crew children. I looked to my right and saw Keith standing beside Jane. His face was ashen. He had been listening to the communication between Mission Control and the shuttle and had already suspected that something terrible had happened. I moved towards him, but it was difficult to lift my legs. My body wasn't working. "Keith, I think something's wrong," I whispered. "I think there is too," he said. I tried to process what was taking place. There was no way that this was happening. This was Rick's dream. It could not be ending, not today, not like this.